You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org.
Some of your friends think it's stupid of me. It's nothing that I care about. 'Cause I don't know how to tell the weight of the sun.
Nels Klein is in his hotel room in Knoxville, Tennessee, getting ready to play a set with the Kronos Quartet at the Big Ears Festival. But something is breaking his concentration.
Then we've also got this guy who's out here folk singing forever. And oh my God, it just drives me completely nuts. I'm trying to work on my Kronos parts.
Please be upstanding for the mayor of Simpleton.
Nels Klein loves discordance in his music, just not this kind of discordance. With a massive array of effects pedals, processors, and implements, his is an immersive physical sonic assault.
I think that those sounds, for me, feel like something. It's like a real event in my, you know, my solar plexus, and not just in my mind. And that's what I'm going for. I'm going for, I think, some kind of sensory world, a sensation. It's supposed to feel like something and not really be something you scratch your head over.
Nels Klein is a tall man with short, shaggy, dirty blonde hair. He's got the easygoing appearance of a golfer, that is, until he gets behind his very beat Fender Jazzmaster guitar. Born in 1956 and raised in Los Angeles, he's a child of late 60s rock.
When I was younger, I designed in my mind a much more modest approach to the guitar that had more to do with like Duane Allman or something, you know. In spite of the fact that Jimi Hendrix was my first real inspiration to play for my life, I didn't try to play like Jimi Hendrix. I thought no one could play like Jimi Hendrix, so that was not in my mind. Now I find myself drifting into certain areas that I guess could be Hendrix related. So it's just leaking out now, but I don't know, it just sort of happened.
It began happening early on when his identical twin brother, drummer Alex Klein, tossed him into the deep end of avant-garde jazz. His nascent conceptions of melody and rhythm were exploded.
My twin brother Alex used to collaborate in the 70s with a saxophone player named Jamil Shabaka. He was really into free jazz and had played briefly with Sun Ra, and his whole idea of rhythm, as he described it once, was to listen to the rustling of the leaves in a tree and how it can't be put on a graph and how that's natural rhythm.
Nels Klein and his brother Alex became denizens of LA's outside music scene, playing with artists like jazz saxophonist Vinnie Golia, Tim Byrne, and Julius Hempel, while ingesting the 60s sounds of Sun Ra, Albert Eiler, and John Coltrane.
To me, it's not chaotic either, because Coltrane's music, especially in the later years of Stellar Regions type band with Alice and Rashid and Pharaoh, is very melodic in the writing. And even sometimes stays pretty modal, but and then usually strays into that stream, that slipstream of whatever, you know, total freedom. And I really like the tension between those two things, and I'm very influenced by that.
But he also holds on to his rock roots and the later influence of bands like Sonic Youth.
I like to, kind of rock out too. You know, I like the way it makes my body feel, so I just kind of do all of that stuff.
In between freeform excursions and rocking out, he can just play pretty, which he does occasionally with the Nels Klein Singers. It's an ironic name because there aren't any singers.
Well, that's why the first record's called Instrumentals.
On Unlike a lot of people on the avant-garde scene who exult in their lack of mainstream appeal, Klein is a musical omnivore. In fact, he is sometimes overwhelmed by the choices his eclectic tastes put on his plate.
There have been times, for sure, where I really wish that I had a narrower, a more straight-ahead sensibility, because it would make choices so much easier. All the different options available to an electric guitarist, plus the mutt-like sensibility of jazz rock and progressive rock and all the different things that interested me in those days, kind of became a dilemma. You know, I really almost stopped playing at one point because I couldn't decide what I wanted to do.
Given that, it's only a little surprising that in 2004, Klein accepted an invitation to join the popular alternative rock band Wilco.
It's kind of like a weird accident that I ended up playing with Wilco, and it certainly wasn't what I was looking to do. It was join a highly considered and successful rock band. Wilco seemed absolutely like a must-do because it would allow me a lot of latitude, and because the band doesn't have any hits, and because the music can go really any direction at any point. So, and it's true, it ended up being true, and it's really fun.
I'm always one.
Nels Klein has been on every Wilco album and tour since 2004, and the experience has freed him up financially and organizationally to pursue many of his own projects. Among them was another performance at Big Ears. He accompanied artist Norton Wisdom, who does live painting while Nels Klein creates a kaleidoscope of guitar effects. It's not too often that an avant-garde guitarist sees himself portrayed playing his instrument while a naked woman is drawn seductively at his feet. And we won't talk about the lion.
This is actually really funny because I set one rule for Norton when we started the duo, which is please don't paint any guitarists. And he just can't stop. But it's, you know, some of his eroticism does seem to leak in. And last night at midnight, actually, it got a little bit suggestive, shall we say.
That happens all the time when Nels Klein performs with Wisdom, who draws wild figures out of apparent abstraction live on stage. Nels Klein remains a musically voracious and eclectic artist. On his latest album with guitarist Julian Lage, he goes for a completely straight-ahead jazz sound.
I still play non-processed guitar. You know, I still record acoustic guitar, and when I play duo with Julian Lage, for example, it's unfettered, unadorned guitar.
But it's in the land of noise that Nels Klein finds his true expression as a sound explorer.
I think it's a thing where if you can imagine sound and make it happen, then you just kind of get into it and feel like it's a good idea.
Nels Klein's latest album is a duet with Julian Lage called Room, and his latest album with the Nels Klein Singers is Macroscope, both on Mac Avenue Records. He also has a DVD with Norton Wisdom called Stained Radiance. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.